Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Got a lot of apologies to make.
Nothing's been the same since New York. You experience things, and then they're over.
I can't sleep.
And when I do, I have nightmares.
Honestly, there's 100 people who want to kill me.
I hope I can protect the one thing I can't live without.
Call me a terrorist. I consider myself a teacher. Lesson number one. Heroes. There is no such thing.
Well, that's the trailer for Iron Man 3. It's number one in the world and a third in the series of blockbuster action movies. It's another one of the comic book movies, but this one has somehow sparked interest like maybe only the Batman franchise has. Joining us to do a little review of Iron Man 3, Pastor Ted Giese. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts and is associate pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. Pastor Giese, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thanks, Todd.
You say this is a popcorn movie. It's definitely an action movie. Does it have a theme?
Yeah, it sets up a very specific theme right from the start. It has a theme of your actions will have consequences. So right from the very beginning, it opens with Tony Stark, the main character, saying a famous man once said, "We create our own demons." And then right from the get-go, it gets right into how he has done that himself. So you zip back in time to 1999, and he's slighted some people. He's used them in unfortunate and sinful ways. And later on now, as this story is unfolding, these people have now come back and are haunting him in his current life.
Give us a bit of context for, I mean, it is comic book stuff, but give us some context for the character, the Tony Stark character, the Iron Man character.
The Iron Man character is kind of an interesting character. I think that he is the sort that is sparks some interest, like Batman, in that he's a guy and he doesn't have any superpowers except for the fact that he's just very smart. He's also a very flawed character. He's got a lot of vices. He's tempted in a lot of ways, and he gives into those temptations. But the very first, which is probably the best of the three, the first Iron Man movie, you see him kind of stuck in a situation where he's in a cave and he has to find his way out. And he's being held captive, and he builds this iron suit using, you know, technology. And then he's able to wear it and escape. And from there, he tinkers with it and makes it better and better and better. And by the time you get to Iron Man 3, he's made lots of these different suits, and that kind of plays a part of the film itself. But he's a man in a suit who is able, because of the suit, to take on challenges that he couldn't take on otherwise.
Now, if I remember from the previous movies, he's a guy, speaking of actions and consequences, who has managed, because of his fabulous wealth, his charm, and as you mentioned before, he's just smarter than everyone else around him, and his inventions. He's able to avoid the consequences of a lot of his actions because he has the resources to do so. Talk about that.
Yeah, he kind of skates through a lot of things, but where this movie kind of picks up is not at the end of Iron Man 2. It picks up basically at the end of The Avengers, which was last year's big movie. And in it, he was a part of an ensemble cast, this character of the Iron Man, and they were fighting against, you know, all of this crazy stuff, aliens from outer space and whatnot. And he's left kind of afterwards, even though he's rich, even though he's got everything that he could possibly want, and he's smart and all of these things, he's left with anxiety and he's worried about what could happen in the future. So suddenly he's looking at what he has and it isn't actually as important to him. And the main thing that he's very key focused on is his the love of his life, this Pepper Potts, and he wants to protect her in the face of possible things that could happen in the future. So, but he's a little bit like a King Solomon character. King Solomon, of course, is more wise than Iron Man, obviously. And but this having all of this stuff and in it not necessarily finding fulfillment.
Talk about the nemesis that appears in this, without any spoilers, the nemesis appears in Iron Man 3.
Yeah, if you've seen the movie, because it's very possible that you're listening out there and you've seen it, then you know more things about the Mandarin than I'm going to say. But the Mandarin is the key villain in the movie, and the Mandarin, even in the trailer that we heard at the beginning of the piece here, you know, talks about being not a terrorist, but a teacher. So he's there to teach a lesson, and the first lesson is heroes, there is no such thing, right? And he wants to make that clear. So in the course of the whole movie, he's set up as one of these demons of our own making kind of a thing. So there's this kind of a point that they're trying to make early on that because of the things America has done in the world, then you've got these people, kind of almost like a Bin Laden kind of character, they're incorporating into all of this. So, again, this is another part of that, your actions have consequences thing. Now, this, of course, is a point of view that not everybody is going to share in terms of geopolitical stuff. And you got to remember, this is just a popcorn movie, and you don't need to go too deep into it. There's no need to have a fist fight afterwards about any of this stuff.
Okay, contrast, if you would, what the plot seems to lay before us, which is the external demons, as you've called them, in the nemesis and his minions, who are essentially just trying to kill Tony Stark, and then Tony Stark's own internal demons.
Well, this is where his just incredible lack of contentment is at the surface. He has nothing but anxiety about everything. And this is one of these moments where they play it serious, they play it kind of funny, but his character has deep anxiety. That's what they've built into the character itself. But unfortunately, the way the movie is set up is that the solution to this seems to be completely in himself. So, for instance, as a Christian, you'd be watching this and you'd be like, well, why doesn't somebody just tell him, you know, some, you know, words from Philippians? You know, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. You know, or the words of Jesus, do not be anxious about your life. You know, like, these are the things that you want somebody desperately to tell this character of Tony Stark, but no one is there telling him these things. And then also there's this interesting thing where in the end he kind of, well, I don't want to spoil it too much, but he, because it's about the, you know, guy in the armor, but his kind of conclusion is that he doesn't actually need the armor. He himself is Iron Man, armor or not. And, of course, as a Christian, we have armor too, but it's a different kind of armor. It's a gift from God. It's not something we dreamt up with our own technological abilities, and that we hear about in Ephesians, right? The armor of God.
So,
and then we can focus on, you know, not just external things, but the demons that haunt us.
Two quick final questions for you, Pastor Giese. One is, it sounds like he really is kind of the the dark side of Ecclesiastes. He is, in the end, everything is meaningless, although he emerges a hero in the plot. From a Christian perspective, the solution he finds is no solution. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. I mean, once you strip away all of the giant explosions and the special effects and everything, and you just go right into the actual story about this guy, that's what you get at the end of the movie. Now, there is ways that it could be done differently, but you'll have to go see it to find out.
With only about a minute here, what concerns would you have at all? It's PG-13, I believe. What would pastoral concerns would you have about who might see this movie, who should see Iron Man 3? About a minute here, Pastor Giese.
Yeah, it is a little, like, if you have, like, little kids, like, that's obviously, it's too violent. There's going to be some really frightening scenes in there for them. It's loud, and it'll, you know, it's also just very intense in spots. But the other thing is that if you know, it does, like I said, sometimes play the anxiety like as for laughs a little bit. And if you have a real anxiety disorder, you might find that to be a little insensitive as well. But again, it is one of these popcorn movies. So if you know, you can tell that summer is now here. This is your first big giant blockbuster film. So those would be the main ones I would say that you'd want to be thinking about in connection with this movie.
Folks, you can read Pastor Ted Giese's review of Iron Man 3 at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Ted Giese has a bachelor's degree in fine arts and is associate pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. Pastor Giese, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Pastor Bart Day about the Boy Scouts of America and Gay Scout members. They recently made a decision to permit members but not leaders. The compromise is what they believe they have landed upon. We'll get Pastor Bart Day's response to that. Also tomorrow, since it's Friday, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Well, you know, you sometimes hear from people that the liturgy itself is a barrier to reaching out with the Word of God and the good news of Jesus Christ. And I believe that's just a bunch of baloney.
Pastor Will Wheaton on his presentation, Classical Christian Worship, at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference this summer in Collinsville, Illinois.
The liturgy itself is overwhelmingly the very Word of God by which the outreach takes place. And it is an incredibly crafted balance of stuff that stays the same and of stuff that changes. So it has stability and variety automatically built into it, and it frees up the pastor to work on proclaiming the mystery of Christ that particular liturgy is holding up for the people on that day. I think it's a great outreach tool rather than thinking of it as something that's a barrier.
Register for the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th, in Collinsville, Illinois, at issuesetc.org.